Blog Talk Radio.
I just want to make it to heaven. I just want to make it in. Oh, I just want to cross the river. I wanna be free from sin.
To be here today. Let's thank the Lord with a hand clap of praise this morning. Yes, yes, amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Amen. That was a beautiful song this morning. Yes, you all want to hear. Well done from the Lord, ladies and gentlemen. One day we just want to hear his voice say, well done. So we thank God for the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit today. Amen. Amen. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. God bless you. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, this is Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. God bless you today. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to give you a quick information here. 347, this is the phone number to call in. 347-843-4559 is the call-in number. You can call in and listen to prayer, be a part of prayer, and even offer prayer. If you'd like to have a prayer request, ladies and gentlemen, feel free to give us your prayer request today as well. That number, 347-843-4559. Good morning to you. Also, to our scripture for today, I'll be reading shortly here, ladies and gentlemen, is Psalms 91. Psalms 91, verses 5 through 11. And I encourage you to read the entire chapter of Psalms 91 at your leisure and at your time of meditation in the Word, ladies and gentlemen. Psalms 91, verses 5 through 11. Amen. Well, let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise for this wonderful time and the Word of God. It's coming up right now. Amen. 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 Let's go to the Word, ladies and gentlemen. This is prayer time. This is John Kinshaw. Verses 5 through 11, Psalm 91, ladies and gentlemen. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for this destruction that wasteth at the noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thy eyes shalt thou behold and see the rewards of the wicked, because thou hast made Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil before thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. Amen. I love that verse there. I'm going to read that one again. That's verse 10. There shall no evil before thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. Amen. Verse 11, ladies and gentlemen, for he shall give his angels charge over thee. Amen. To keep thee in all thy ways. You better bless the Lord today for this word today. Amen. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us around the globe, this is prayer time with Bishop John Kinshaw. At this time, I'm going to open up the mics for Bishop. Bishop, good morning to you, sir. How are you today? God bless you, sir. God bless you.
Doing great, Elder Kevin. God bless you, Elder Kevin. How you doing? God bless you. We're glad to be back in the presence of the Lord each and every day of our lives. Father, we thank you for this day that you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We will magnify your name. We will lift your name up. You alone is worthy of the praise and the glory. We thank you, Jesus, for your goodness and mercy. We thank you, Lord, that you've been so good and merciful to us. We thank you, Jesus, that you allowed us another day. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good and his mercy endures forever to all generations. Father, we thank you this morning for all of your goodness and mercy. We thank you, Lord, for your word. You watch us over your word to perform, and so shall your word be that goeth forth out of your mouth. It shall not return unto you void, but it will accomplish that you please. It will prosper into the thing whereto you send it. And Father, we give the glory for it today. We thank you for victory already. We thank you, God. We walk in victory each and every day. God, we thank you for your grace and mercy, because your word is everlasting to everlasting. We give you glory and honor. God, your word said the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. We thank you this morning, God, for ordering our steps. We thank you, God, as you direct our path, God. We thank you that you have your angels encamp about us this morning. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you because you have not given us a spirit of fear, but love, power, and of a sound mind. We thank you this morning. We pray for our nation this morning. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus. God, your word will prevail, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for all countries and all countries, God. We pray for all nations, God, in the name of Jesus. All nationalities, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. God, for your blood, your protection. God, we pray protection for people's lives, God. We pray protection over their lives and their families, God. We pray protection, God, that you would deliver them out of the hand of the enemy. Father, we thank you, God, that no weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper. No weapon, God, no weapon shall be able to prosper. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you this morning. We walk by faith and not by sight. Father, we thank you this morning in the name of Jesus as we pray for our country, God, as we pray for our leaders, our government. God, we pray, God, in the name of Jesus that you will make the crooked places straight. And Father, you reveal all crookedness, all ungodliness. You reveal it, God, and expose it, God, and destroy it. In the name of Jesus, and God, we plead the blood this morning. We plead the blood against murder, God. We plead the blood of Jesus for lives of being destroyed. Young people, God, we plead the blood of Jesus against suicide. In the name of Jesus, God, we ask for protection of changing the hearts and the minds of the children that's going up this murder of God. We pray against that spirit that has been sent out to destroy the young generation. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we plead the blood to Jesus today. And Father, we decree and declare your glory. Father, we pray for those families, God, that lost loved ones, lost their children, God, in murder, God, that lost their children, God, in school, oh heavenly Father, in murder. Father, we pray, God, for their strength and their endurance. We pray for their protection, Father. In the name of Jesus, we pray. This morning, God, in the name of you already know, now unto him who's able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we can even think or ask. God, you know, God, when we don't know what to pray for, the word of God said, our spirit man pray, make an intercession with groaning which cannot be uttered. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we reach to you, God. We know that you all know and you have all power. You're able to change situations. And Father God, we ask you to pray and test the hearts and the minds of people that they will walk around in fear and confusion and doubt and unbelief, God. We pray, God, for the body of Christ in the name of Jesus, that we take a stand for righteousness. We take a stand for the truth. And God, we'll stand on your word in spite of what the news reporter says, in spite of what the conditions are, in spite of what the circumstances may arise, that we'll decree and declare your word, because everything else is going down, but your word shall stand and last forever. And Father, no weapon formed against you shall be able to prosper, because you got us protected under your blood. You have the angels and cap about us. Father God, we thank you right now, and we give you glory and honor. We pray for those that are sick this morning with all type of diseases and all type of illness. We pray, God, for your healing power. You were wounded for our transgressions, you were bruised for our iniquity, and the chastisement of our peace was the morning. But it's with your sight we are here. We thank you, God, that you have us covered under your blood. We thank you, God, that you have us protecting the shield around us, God. In the name of Jesus, we give you glory and honor that no evil shall come near our dwelling and no plague shall be able to overtake us. Father, we thank you this morning in the name of Jesus. Well, we will not walk around in fear. We will not walk around in doubt, but we'll decree and declare your word in every circumstance of our lives. And Father, we know that you're able. We thank you because you are a miracle worker. We thank you because you are a healer. We thank you because you are a deliverer. We thank you because you are a savior. We thank you because you are a keeper, Lord. We thank you, Lord, because you are mind regulation. Father God, you regulate minds even now, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, shake God, I thank you, God, for your blood, your grace, your mercy, your goodness. Lord, I thank you for your protection for your people all over this world. We pray for protection, oh God. We pray for unity, God. We pray for oneness of mind, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for the body of Christ all over this world. We pray for the people of God. God. Father God, keep us, Father Mosheko Rapa, with a mind stayed on you. Keep us here before those Tatalaba. God, we walk in victory, Lord. We thank you for it in the name of Jesus. God, we ask you to look on those that have lost their homes and their job. Lord, we ask you to work a miracle. We ask you to open the door. We, God, we thank you for all the blessings that you have prepared and you have bestowed up for us. We thank you, God, that we have received the promises of God. We are walking the promises of God. We are decreeing and declaring it's already done now in the name of Jesus. We pray for that child that is missing, God. We pray for that child that went away from home. We pray for that child to return safely. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray for that family, God, as you strengthen them as they wait to for that child to return home. We pray for their strength and their holding on to your word, God, decree and declare that they are safe in the name of Jesus. We thank you this morning, God, in the name of Jesus, that you are blessing people with job that has been without job, that is looking for job, as they prepare, God, that you have already opened the door, but they must do something, God. We must do something ourselves, God. You have prepared the way, but God, we must walk through the door that you have opened up. We must receive the promises of God that you have already made available to us. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus that we are walking every blessing, every promise that you have given to us, that you have made to us, that God, that we are receiving in this life. Father, we thank you for it. And even in the life, prepare us, God, for leaving this world. Prepare us that we'll be ready for your coming. We'll be ready to go home to be with you. We'll be ready, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus, for this next generation, God. We pray for our young people. Cover them in your blood, God. Cover their minds in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, as you protect them in school. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus, those that are in college. God, we thank you, God, as you provide ways that you will meet every need that they have. And Father, we give you glory. We give you praise. We pray for families all over this world. We pray this morning, God, that you will strengthen those that remain. Strengthen them and encourage their hearts this morning. God, give them the endurance, God, not to give up, not to quit. Let them know that you are all things working together for good for those that love the Lord and those that are called according to his purpose. All things, not some things, but all things are working together for our good. Father, we receive your promises. We receive your word this morning. As you fill the airways of God with your presence this morning, we thank you for it. We breathe, Lord, and we are thankful for we're alive, we're healthy. We thank you for good health, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for long life. Father, we give you glory for it this morning. We ask you to continue to bless your people, but bless your body of Christ. Lord, look on the body of Christ this morning. We need you as never before. God, as you look on those that are in the front line, those in the hospital, God, we pray against that spirit of COVID-19. We know that you are greater than any disease. You're greater than any sickness. God, you're greater, God. You are protect us that we won't even get sick, God. We thank you for your protection, that we won't even be sick, God. We thank you. You're able to keep us under your blood. You're able to keep us from your protection, God. And even if we get sick, God, we shall not die, but we shall live, God. And we give you glory for it today. We thank you, God. We walk by faith and not by sight. We thank you, Jesus, for your word and your promises. We thank you this morning. We pray. We pray for one another, God. We pray for our communities, our cities, our countries. God, we pray for those in Africa, those in Japan, those in Europe, all over this world. We pray, God, for the believers, God, to give them strength, give them endurance. Father God, in the name of Jesus, that decree and declare your word. In these last and even days, we're living in the end time, God, and keep our minds, most of all, keep our minds stayed on you. Keep us focused, God. Let us be ready for your return, God. Let us be ready. If you call our name, let us be prepared. And Father, we forever give you glory. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus, as you keep our minds in perfect peace. as we stayed on you, Jesus. And we'll forever give you glory for what you've already done. We thank you for all the blessings you've already blessed us with. We thank you for all the goodness and mercy you've already shown to us. We thank you this morning that you've been better to us than we be to ourselves. We thank you this morning. God, we walk by faith and not by sight. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus. Pray for those that's in the hospital this morning. We pray, God, for their miracles. That miracles are taking place. That healing is taking place. That deliverance is taking place. Father, we pray for that man that don't know you this morning. That individual don't know you as the Lord and Savior. We pray, God, that they've come to know you as the Lord and Savior this morning. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that you will save them. Father, we forever give you glory. And we pray for our young generation, God, that they don't give up on life. We pray for our young generation that they don't give up on life and hope. God, that they will walk in the faith and they will walk and receive the vision that, God, that you promised, God, that you promised us, God, that will come to pass in their lives. And Father, we bless them in the name of Jesus. Bless their ingoing and their outcome, God. Bless them, God, on their job, God. Bless them, God, in the schools, oh Heavenly Father. Father, we thank you. Let us be wise steward over the things that you have given unto us and put in our hands, and we forever give you glory for it. We praise your name. We pray you for every prayer on you, every pastor this morning. We pray for every leader, God. We pray for every congregation member. We pray for all the saints all over this world. Keep us bind together in unity and love. Bind us together in unity and love. Let love flow abroad in our hearts, God. We give you glory for it. And we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. We thank you for the prayer that you've answered, God. We thank you for the prayer that we've already prayed. You've already answered, God. And we give you thanks for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, if you're just joining us, this is Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Bishop just prayed for our homes, ladies and gentlemen. He prayed for your neighbors. He prayed for our city, our county, ladies and gentlemen, our state, our government, our nation, ladies and gentlemen, and around the world. And we thank Bishop this morning, ladies and gentlemen, for prayers on your behalf today in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we need the Lord. We need the Lord. I want to encourage you, ladies and gentlemen, to believe God. Dive and read into his word. Dive into his word. Read his word, ladies and gentlemen. Meditate into the word and ask the Spirit of the Lord to guide you today. In the name of Jesus, ladies and gentlemen, we need the Lord. We need the Lord. Amen. We need him. Yes, yes. Amen. Praise God. Amen. So, ladies and gentlemen, we thank you so much for joining us today, and we're excited about you being with us today as well, and we're looking forward to you being with us again in the future. But we want you guys to have an awesome, awesome day. We want you to have a great day in the Lord today. And we want to keep you in prayer each and every day, ladies and gentlemen. So remember to always pray, ladies and gentlemen, always, always pray. So we thank God for Bishop praying over us today. And we'll give you all the praise, Father, all the glory and honor in Jesus' name. Amen. At this time, I'm going to turn this back over. Bishop, thank you so much for prayer this morning. I want to give it back to you, Bishop, for the closeout. Thank you so much, Bishop.
Father, we thank God for every individual this morning that woke up this morning on the line. We thank you this morning as you continue to bless this day. As we go through the day, you'll protect us from all evil and all danger. We thank you. Your blood prevail and cover us, every individual that's in this earth today. Father, we thank you. And God, we glorify you. That their day will be greater. Their day will be your blessed day. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. God bless you, Ella Kevin. We love y'all. We love everybody. We love everybody. Yeah. We're praying for you. Continue to hold on to the word of God. Don't give up in spite of what it looks like. Do not quit. Keep fighting the good fight of faith. Because your fight is not in vain. Your word, your praise is not in vain. Your worship is not in vain. Your living is not in vain. So God bless you. Be blessed. Continue to have a blessed day.
Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop. And we love the Crenshaw family, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much, Bishop, for a powerful prayer. And ladies and gentlemen, we are now ready for the day to go do what you need to do today. Amen. So we thank God for you. Thank God for Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw. They've been always praying for us, praying with us, and giving us wisdom in the Word of God. And like Bishop said, ladies and gentlemen, don't give up on the Word. You've got to stick to the Word. Never, never give up in the Word, ladies and gentlemen. It's all we have in the world, ladies and gentlemen. It's all we have. Yes, yes. Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to just leave you, let you have the rest of your day here. I want you to have a wonderful day. Y'all get your exercise, eat well, just enjoy your wonderful life with your family, friends, and coworkers. Continue to pray, ladies and gentlemen, even throughout the day. You know, the joy of the Lord is our strength, and we can pray throughout the day and still have joy and still enjoy family and do the things that you can do. Y'all take care of your health. Continue to do what you need to do for your own health. And God will continue to bless you and keep you as bishops prayed today. God bless you, everybody. Have a great day, everybody. We'll see you next time.